Hi, and welcome to this Windows 10 Narrator Series demo, and this is number 7, episode 7. And in this demo, I want to show you some basic reading commands in a document to do with Narrator. So I've already opened up Notepad and done some typing into a document, just some nonsense sentences and so on. So because I've currently got that open, I don't need to hit Windows key, type in Notepad, hit Enter, and start typing. Or another quick way that I love to run Notepad or WordPad all the time is just do the Windows key plus R for run, type in Notepad or WordPad and press Enter, and that'll open up the applications, i.e. Notepad and WordPad directly. It's just a good old leftover from my long, long time ago MS-DOS days. Don't know what MS-DOS is, don't worry about it. All right, so I'm going to simply press Alt and Tab to get to my Notepad document because I'm sitting on my desktop currently.
Test1.txt, note text editor, editing, test1.txt, notepad window.
So we're in my notepad text document. Basic Narrator reading commands are organized very straightforward. Now remember that the Narrator key can either be caps lock or insert, or either one depending on what you've turned on or off. By default, you've got caps lock key, or the insert key can be your Narrator key. And what the reading commands, or the first set of reading commands, are for character, word, and line is simply holding down the Narrator key, i.e. caps lock or insert, and pressing in a column for M, comma, period. And of course, each one of these going up in each column is previous, current, and next. So Narrator plus M is previous character, Narrator plus comma is current character, and Narrator plus period is next character. If we go one row above it, or one line on the keyboard, we've got JKL. So of course it would be previous word, current word, and next word. So again, Narrator plus J is previous word, Narrator plus K is current word, Narrator plus L is next word. And then one more row above or on the keyboard, we've then got UIO, and yes, you guessed it, that would be previous, next, and current line. So that's Narrator plus U for previous line, Narrator plus I for current line, and Narrator plus O for next line. So let's try them out. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to go forward word by word at the moment. So I'm going to do Narrator plus L.
Quick, brown, fox, jumped, over, the, lazy, dog.
Okay. And if I do Windows plus J,
lazy, the, over, jumped, fox, brown, quick.
Okay, and if I want to see what word I'm currently sitting on, I can do Narrator plus K,
quick.
So I'm on quick, and the cursor should be on the letter Q. So if I do Narrator plus comma for current letter or current character,
cap Q.
I'm on Q or cap Q. I don't know why I put a cap Q in there for quick, but never mind. So we've gone forwards and backwards by previous word. We've examined the current word, examined the current character. If I go to the next character, I can just simply do Narrator plus period.
U-I-C-K.
Okay, so I'm at the end of the word quick. If I do Narrator plus M to go back to the previous letter.
C-I-U, cap Q.
Okay. And again, if I want to check what character I'm currently sitting on, I can do Narrator plus comma again.
Cap Q.
Now, what's supposed to happen if you press Narrator and comma twice quickly, it's supposed to read out the phonetic letter of the character you're sitting on, because it might be a B for Bob and a D for dog that sound very similar, or a T for Tom or a P for Papa that also sound very similar. But if I do that on my current in Windows Insider build on my Surface Pro here,
Cap Q.
Okay, it just rereads the character. So I've still got no idea why it's causing that. And speaking of announcing or phonetically announcing the current character, if I do, which is slightly different, if I do Narrator and K twice, it also spells the word. So the first time I press it,
quick.
It says quick. If I press it again twice quickly,
cap Q-U-I-C-K space.
Okay, it also spells out the word for me, which is actually quite nice. All right, let me just go back to the beginning of the line. So I'm going to do Narrator plus J. Okay, so I'm on the word the of the quick. If I do it one more time, Narrator plus J.
No previous word.
No previous word. I can't go any further. All right. So let us try current line, which is Narrator plus I.
The quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog and raced way into the bush, never to be seen again.
All right, let's read the next line with narrator plus O.
Blank. Today I saw a little worm wriggling on his belly. I wonder if he would like to come inside and see what is on the telly.
And see what's on the telly was a new line. I just pressed narrator plus O again. And next line.
Blank.
Cat's blank. Next line.
Blank. This is the first sentence. This is the second sentence. This is the last and third sentence in this paragraph.
And I've got that in there for when we move on to paragraph and sentence navigation in a minute. All right, let's go back line by line with narrator plus U.
Blank, blank, and see what is on the telly. Today I saw a little worm wriggling on his belly. I wonder if he would like to come inside. Blank.
Remember, I'm going backwards.
The quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog and raced way into the bush, never to be seen again.
And if I try and go up again?
No previous line.
Okay, no previous line because I can't go any further. Again, if I want to read my current line I'm sitting on, it's narrator plus I.
The quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog and raced way into the bush, never to be seen again.
Okay, so literally we're going from the row with M, comma, period, then J, K, L, U, I, O, and that's previous, current, next character, previous, current, next word, previous, current, and next line. Now, before I get on to sentence and paragraph, what I want to do is quickly show you the continuous reading command or sail command that we have in lots and lots of screen readers. And of course, it's pretty similar to most of them on the market, and it's narrator plus down arrow. So if I do that now.
The quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog and raced way into the bush, never to be seen again. Today I saw a little worm wriggling on his belly. I wonder if he would like to come inside and see what is on the telly. This is the first sentence. This is the second sentence. This is the last and third sentence in this paragraph. Now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of their party. The end.
So let's us now check where the cursor is. So if I do narrator plus I for current line.
The end.
Okay, I'm on the end, which tells me what line I'm on. Let's check what word I'm on with narrator plus K.
End.
Okay, we're on the word end. Let me do narrator plus comma.
End of line.
Okay, which means I'm at the end of the line. So if I do narrator plus period.
D. N. E. Space.
Okay, that was the N E of N. So if I go to the right with narrator plus period.
E. N. D. End of line.
Okay, and there we go. If you want to jump back to the top of the actual document, now because I'm using my Surface Pro keyboard, I've got to hold down my FN key to turn my arrow keys into left arrow home, right arrow end, up arrow page up, and down arrow page down. So I want to jump to the top of the document. I've got to do narrator key plus FN, remember, control, and now I'm going to do left arrow or home.
Move to beginning of text.
So let's read current character.
Cap T.
Okay, so that was narrator plus comma. Let's do narrator plus K for word.
The.
And to make 100% sure, let's do narrator plus I.
The quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog and raced way into the bush, never to be seen again.
All right, if I jump to the bottom of the actual document, I'm going to do narrator plus function plus control, and then right arrow or end.
Move to end of text.
So let me read narrator plus comma.
End of line.
All right, let me jump back to the top of the document again. So narrator plus function plus control plus left or home.
Move to beginning of text.
All right, so I want to jump to the beginning and the end of the line. Now, I don't actually have to use a narrator command for this one, of course. I'm just going to press function key, and I'm going to press the right arrow, which is end.
End of line.
Okay, so that's taking me to the end of the line. If I read current character with narrator and comma.
End of line.
Okay, I still get in the line. If I read narrator plus M to go to the left.
Period. N. I. A. G. A. Space.
Okay, that was again. So if I go to the right with narrator plus period.
A. G. A. I. N. Period. End of line.
Okay, and if I want to go home, I'm just going to press function, hold down function and press left arrow or home.
Cap T.
Okay, and it said cap T. And if I want to read the current word with narrator plus K, just says that. And if I want to read to the right with narrator plus L,
quick, brown, fox.
Off we go again. As I was just then using home and end, of course, you can actually use your pretty well much standard Windows keys to navigate this document as well. So I can just press control left arrow,
brown, quick, the.
Okay, to go backwards, if I do control right arrow.
Quick brown fox jump over the lazy dog.
Okay, if I press down arrow.
Blank. Today I saw a little worm wriggling on his belly. I wonder if he would like to come inside and see what is on the telly. Blank.
Okay, that one, upper arrow.
And see what is on the telly. Today I saw a blank. The quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog and raced way into the bush never to be seen again.
Okay, and if I press right arrow.
H-E, space, cap, Q, U, I, C, K.
Okay, now just a thing to remember when you're pressing up and down arrows, have a just a listen.
Blank.
Okay, so I'm going to press down arrow now.
Today I saw a little worm wriggling on his belly. I wonder if he would like to come inside.
And let me read current words. I'm going to do narrator plus K.
Today.
Okay, because I'm on the today I saw. If I press down arrow again.
And see what is on the telly. Blank, blank. This is the first sentence.
Okay, this is the first sentence. This is the second sentence. So if I read current line, I should be on the first word, this.
This.
Which I am. So if I press up arrow.
Blank, blank, and see. Today I, blank. The quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog and raced way into the bush never to be seen again.
Okay, and I read current line. The. So what I just wanted to show you, when you're pressing up and down arrow with narrator, your cursor is always going to be at the beginning of the line, so you'll know exactly where you are. And excuse me, that's my Mac talking off into the distance. I'm getting some mail coming in from work, even though I'm on leave. But anyway, all right, so that's all good. Now that we've had a bit of play around with standard keyboard navigation commands, let's go back and revisit the rest of the narrator keys. So remember, we've got already, we've done previous, current, and next character, word, and line. Now I want to do sentence and paragraph. So it's basically the same set of keys. So narrator and then the M, period, etc. You also add in now a control key. Going from the bottom, it's going to go from the smallest to the top. So M, period with the control key narrator is going to be previous, current, and next sentence. The one above it is going to be paragraph, and the one above that, which will be U, I, and O, will be previous, current, and next page. Now, I probably haven't typed in enough for previous, current, and next page. So I'm mainly going to demonstrate the M, period for previous, current, and next sentence, and then JKL for previous, current, and next paragraph. All right, so let us go forth and read by sentence. So I'm going to do narrator plus control plus period.
Blank. Today I saw a little worm wriggling on his belly. I wonder if he would like to come inside.
Didn't read out the whole sentence, so if I do it again.
And see what is on the telly.
Now it's finished. Sometimes, with particularly with sentence and paragraph reading, I'm just an old-time scram reader that I don't often trust sentence and paragraph reading because I'm always not 100% sure that I've personally made an error in the document and I might have put a couple of new lines in or this and that and the other thing. So I never quite trust sentence and paragraph navigation. But anyway, I'm doing the demo, so there we go. Well, let's go down again with sentence navigation. I'm going forward with narrator, control, and period.
Blank, blank. This is the first sentence.
So that worked. This is the first sentence. Let's do it again. Narrator plus control plus period.
This is the second sentence.
Yep.
This is the last and third sentence in this paragraph.
Beautiful. All right. So let's read the current sentence. So this is the third sentence. So if I do narrator plus control plus comma.
This is the last and third sentence in this paragraph.
Beautiful. Let's go back to the left by previous sentence with narrator, control, and M.
This is the second sentence. This is the first sentence.
And let's try that previous sentence that got stuffed up with the today I saw a little worm bit.
Blank, blank, and see what is on the telly. Today I saw a little worm wriggling on his belly. I wonder if he would like to come inside.
Yep. So there we go. It's all stuffed up. So that was consistent anyway. I'm not going to worry about what I put in there. So let me just go
blank.
Back again.
The quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog and raced way into the bush never to be seen again.
All right, so we're back at the top of the document. So let's do JKL. So that would be previous, next, and current paragraph. So let's read the current paragraph, which is going to be the same thing because it wasn't that much in this quick brown fox one. So I'm going to do narrator plus control plus K.
The quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog and raced way into the bush never to be seen again.
Okay, and let's move forward by paragraph to the next paragraph with narrator plus control plus L.
Empty paragraph. Today I saw a little worm wriggling on his belly. I wonder if he would like to come inside and see what is on the telly.
So now it's got that whole paragraph, which is actually excellent. So let's go again.
Empty paragraph. Empty paragraph.
Now it's because I had two new lines in there.
This is the first sentence. This is the second sentence. This is the last and third sentence in this paragraph.
Beautiful. Let's see if we can reread this current paragraph again with narrator plus control plus K.
This is the first sentence. This is the second sentence. This is the last and third sentence in this paragraph.
All right, let's go back to the previous paragraph. So that's narrator plus control plus J.
Today I saw a little worm wriggling on his belly. I wonder if he would like to come inside and see what is on the telly.
Let's read the current paragraph again with narrator plus control plus K.
Today I saw a little worm wriggling on his belly. I wonder if he would like to come inside and see what is on the telly.
Beautiful. So previous paragraph again with narrator plus control plus J.
The quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog and raced way into the bush, never to be seen again.
Beautiful. All right. So let me leave this running for the moment. So I'm just going to press Windows M to minimize back to my desktop.
iAccess kiosk 12 of 12.
Okay, so I'm back to my desktop. And just as a summary, we went into a prepared document that I had in Notepad with a couple of silly sentence words in there, a couple of garbage words and sentences as well. So literally we've got narrator and then plus M, comma, period, JKLUIO, which is previous current and next character, word and line. And then when you add the control key to those group of keys, again starting from the bottom with narrator plus control, M comma period and going up, you've got previous current and next sentence. And then above that, of course, JKL, you've got previous current and next paragraph. And then of course, narrator plus control plus UIO, you've got previous current and next page. And also in there as well, I showed that you can do the narrator plus down arrow for continuous reading. And then I also talked about the fact that you can still use your general Windows navigation keys when you're in a document. And I also said, because I was using my Surface Pro keyboard, to turn my cursor keys into home, page up, page down, and end, I had to hold down my FN key. And of course, that turns my left arrow into home, my right arrow into end, up arrow into page up, and down arrow into page down. So that's the summary for the episode for today, number 7. Hope you've enjoyed this demo. And as always, thank you for listening, and bye for now.